The purpose of this recording is to allow you to imagine transforming into a centaur.
Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful. You become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well.
As you listen to this recording, you can allow yourself even greater comfort and relaxation. Because you have chosen to take this time to relax and focus inwards, to explore your subconscious and grow your ability to imagine vividly. Every time you listen to your subconscious, you learn to trust your ability to go in and out of trance. As you mindfully engage in make-believe, you learn to recognize make-believe in your everyday life and grow wiser. For now, allow your body and mind to relax even deeper as you focus inwards and allow yourself to forget your concerns. With each and every breath you take, slow down your breathing and engage your imagination as everything falls into place. Wherever you may be, imagine your body inscribed in a circle of light. Light becomes bright and stronger. As the circle grows in power, everything inside the circle becomes cleansed of negative energy. Allow the light to flow into your body, spreading from your feet to your shins and calves, to your thighs and glutes. Imagine your body beginning to glow with radiant light that eliminates impurities, like light casting out shadows. Feel this cleansing light flow up into your lower back and belly. As you let go of any stress or tension that might be stored there, even if you try to not let go of all your concerns for now, the light merely overpowers your fears and allows you to experience great comfort now. You can do nothing as the light moves into your chest and upper back, shining radiance into your heart and casting out any shadows. You may surrender to the light as it casts out any shadows in your heart and brings you closer to boundless joy. Feel this cleansing light move into your neck and shoulders, releasing any stress or tension that might be stored there as well. You can indulge in this loving light as it flows into your upper arms, your lower arms, and into your hands. Your vision becomes filled with pure golden light as this cleansing light seeps into your head and your body glows, purifying golden light from head to toe. You can relax deeply as the shadows that linger inside you fade away for now. You can do nothing but give in to soothing relaxation and a subtle feeling of deep joy. This cleansing light glows even brighter, but the brighter it becomes, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the brighter it becomes. It's hard not to trust deeply in this process, as every shadow becomes cast out of your being for now. In a few moments, I will count down from 5 to 0. With each number I count, feel yourself drift deeper into focused relaxation and allow yourself to trust your imagination as you drift deeper into trance. Starting with the count of 5, feeling the circle of light form a healing bubble around you, allowing the world around you to fade away for now. as you can forget what you can forget. 4. Feeling your body drift down through the spaces between worlds, and all the while embraced and protected by this golden light. 3. Seeing in your mind's eye your entire body glowing like an ember as you relax even deeper now. 2. Feeling a new world begin to open up around you, feeling a sense of profound freedom and joy, feeling love flowing to you from beyond. 1. Lying in a vast meadow of soft grass and wildflowers, feeling serene and relaxed as a magical golden light seeps deep into every cell of your being. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. When you come to, you see yourself in a land of kind fairies filled with pixies, fauns, satyrs, and talking animals. You rise from your bed of soft grass. As far as you can see, you are surrounded by a vast meadow of flowers. Every so often, a tree offers shade, with many small streams and ponds between them. As you wander these vast plains in the evening, you see a light flickering on the horizon. Walking towards it reveals a bonfire surrounded by horses and people. As you approach the fire, you see the most beautiful sunset and slowly watch the evening stars come out one by one. As you get closer to the fire, you see that there aren't horses and people, but rather centaurs of all shapes and sizes. Before you have a chance to turn back, a young centaur notices you and alerts the elder. Soon, a massive older centaur trots up to you and towers over you. His bottom part is a large draft horse, and his top is well-muscled. He has a long, flowing beard and long hair kept back by a braid. He pulls an arrow out of a quiver on his back and shoots it directly at your chest before you have a chance to react. Instead of hitting you, the arrow explodes like a sparkler into a fountain of blue light. The hard look of the elder centaur softens as he sees his magic arrow declare you as a friend through its blue signal. You wonder what would have happened had you approached him with ill intent. The centaur elder smiles through his beard, a big daddy smile, and reaches a mighty hand down to greet you. He says his name and the name of his herd, and you reply for your own name. You reach out to shake his hand, but instead he grabs your arm and lifts you off your feet, scooping you close to his massive chest as he carries you back to his herd. The other centaurs get a good look at you as the elder centaur shows you to the herd. The elder centaur is the leader of the herd and acts as a general father figure to the other centaurs. He is over 1,000 years old. He whispers something in the ears of 2 or 3 other centaurs and they gallop off into the night. He explains how you arrived in this land of kind fairies. They tell you that these plains extend for hundreds of miles in every direction and they use the stars to guide them across the centaur plains. The elder says that they have been waiting for you to join them. You may not know what to say, but for some reason, you don't want to let the massive centaur dad down. The first centaur returns and gives the elder an ornate magical bow. This bow never misses, the centaur tells you as he hands you it. As soon as you touch the bow, you can feel a wave of power flow through you. Your body starts to swell and bulge as your muscles grow and burst larger. Your clothes shred as you become wilder. Looking down at yourself, you look more like a burly barbarian than the average human. Your centaur dad smiles and pats you on the shoulder. Soon the next centaur arrives with a quiver. The elder centaur hands it to you. You can't tell if the quiver is made from plant or animal fibers, but it feels padded and soft against your skin as you buckle its straps across your chest. The massive centaur dad smiles at you, but he doesn't seem to be quite as big as before compared to you. You look down at yourself and see that you've grown even bigger and wilder. Finally, the last centaur arrives with arms full of magical arrows. It seems centaurs perform their magic by shooting arrows. At first you think you're about to gain a quiver full of magic arrows, but instead the massive centaur dad passes them out to everyone in his herd. Before you know it, all the centaurs have their bows out and pointed at you. At the tip of the arrows are glowing crystal arrowheads. The elder centaur nods sagely to the herd, and one by one the magical arrows fly and dive into you. To your surprise, become ethereal and pass into your body without harming you. Two pairs of legs start to grow under your belly, and you almost fall over before you experience the odd sensation of having 4 feet planted on the ground. Your rump pulls out and swells larger as a horse tail grows above it. One by one, more arrows fly into you. The bigger you grow, the easier target you become, and more magical arrows seem to pierce your soul of centaur magic. Your feet become massive hooves, and your bottom half becomes covered in velvety fur. All the while, you just grow larger and larger, becoming huge and massive. Your human legs become more muscular as they stretch out into fine equine legs. Your lower half stretches and swells as you gain entirely new sets of organs. Arrow after arrow flies into you, and the harder you may try not to give in, the more you feel your being become filled with centaur magic. In fact, you can forget everything as a centaur arrow pierces your mind. You can remember nothing but being a majestic centaur, a kind fairy, part horse and part man. As the reign of magical arrows end, you find yourself blessed by all the centaurs with a massive body, rivaling that of the elder centaur. The elder centaur looks overjoyed at your transformation and gives you a big centaur hug. Over the next few years, he teaches you the ways of the centaur, and how to craft spells using magic arrows, and how to read the stars and predict the future, and so much more. Each and every day, you learn more about yourself and your fellow centaurs. Perhaps you feel a role in your herd and find yourself surrounded by friendly centaurs all the time. Perhaps you act as a scout and wander off alone for hours or days on end. Perhaps your experience is a mix of both. Are you a neat and orderly centaur with long braids, or is your mane wild and free? Do you live a carefree life, or do others appreciate your sensitivity? Do you have some sort of magical destiny to fulfill, or is it enough to be happy and free? Take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail, in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience.
Deep sleep. You can allow yourself.
yourself to relax and let go. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Eventually you may go deeper. You may relax and loosen your body. You can allow the most basic part of yourself to become calm. You can allow yourself to believe new things. You may relax and loosen your body. Deep sleep, deep sleep. With each and every word I say, allow an even greater trust to form. Deep sleep. Allow your subconscious mind to send you images. As you listen to this recording, you can trust and enjoy trance. You can allow every muscle in your body to relax. Deep sleep. It feels wonderful to imagine a wave of consciousness cascading through your body. Deep sleep. You have the ability to focus on your inner experience. Deep sleep. Just for now, allow your imagined senses to become stronger than your senses. You are able to let go of everything for now. As you gain insight, you can also trust in your abilities. You can enjoy the sensory energy provided by your subconscious. Tune out distractions. Wouldn't it feel great to go all the way down now? Strip out what you can forget. You may relax and loosen your body. You can allow yourself to believe new ideas. Doesn't it feel great to have the ability to use your imagination? It's okay to sense what you want to sense into hypnosis. Any discomfort can trigger an instant hypnotic numbing response. You can do nothing but gently drop down now. Eventually you may go deeper. Each and every day tell yourself it's okay to focus. People are able to recognize and enjoy vivid imagination. It's okay to lose yourself to deep hypnotic trance. You can enjoy the sensory energy provided by your subconscious.
In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of the state of hypnosis, feeling refreshed as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of the session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1, closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives. Negative thoughts, places, memories, or people. 2, starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, now completely human in body and mind. All unwanted lingering suggestions fade away completely. 3, allowing the world around you to return. 4, eyes crystal clear. And 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and to go even deeper next time. For more furry hypnosis, check out hypnobeast.com, tell your friends, and support me on Patreon. Thank you.